How organized is your business? Today we're going to talk about tip number 3 in a 6-tip series on ways to make your business more organized, productive, profitable, and enjoyable. Hello, this is Stephanie Callahan from Callahan Solutions, and you can find me at productiveandorganized.net. Now, yesterday I asked you how organized your business was, and we talked about your teams. Did you consider your answer? Today I'll share a thought on how you can move yourself to a business more organized, and that's by taking care of yourself. You see, burnout is easy to achieve when you run a small business. Make sure that you take time for yourself. The most successful business owners ensure that they take vacations and time off to recharge. Now, are you listening to me saying, "How can I take time off? There's too much to do." And that's true. Every business owner, in fact, a lot of professionals, have more than enough things to do, and the list never ends. However, do you get the feeling that things are stagnant? Is output the same all of the time, or is it growing like you'd like it to? I'll tell you, as a recovering workaholic, I've had a hard time in the past taking vacation or relaxing or just taking time for myself. When I left my corporate job before Callahan Solutions, I had over 2.5 weeks of vacation that had rolled from year to year to year, and countless numbers of vacation hours that were just completely lost because I didn't use them. They'd only let us roll 2.5 weeks, and I probably had accumulated months of time over the years that I was there. I had a hard time because I thought I needed to be working. I felt guilty for taking time off. But then a good friend and mentor told me that I was not going to be able to grow my business if I kept up that crazy timing. You see, he reminded me that my business was largely creative and involved out-of-the-box thinking. If you don't give your brain and body time to recharge, the things you come up with are not nearly as good. Since I received that hard message, you see, essentially he was saying I was not as serious about my business until I gave it everything I could for great ideas, including rest. I have practiced what I was taught and have taught it to my clients too. Some of my best ideas pop into my mind when I'm either relaxing or have come back from a break. By giving my mind time to focus in a different way, it energizes and inspires me. So how do I take time for me? Well, I do a lot of different things. There are things that work for me, and I suggest that you find the ones that work for you, but here's a couple that work for me. I play with my son. I read to him or he reads to me, and we laugh a lot. Laughter is a great de-stressor for me. I also play with my puppy. Now, I suppose he's not really a puppy anymore. Technically, he's a dog with his age, but he's very puppy-like, and we still teach him new tricks, and I love watching him be successful with the new tricks that he does. In fact, he can walk across the room on his hind legs now. I go to my volunteer activities, and I go to my other networking group activities. I build relationships with other business owners that are there for me when I need help. I, when the weather permits, go fishing with my dad. I read a great book. I go on weekend trips, and I sing a lot. How organized is your business? When was the last time that you took time for yourself? What do you do to recharge? I'd love to hear your ideas. There may be some things I want to try. Do you agree with what I said? If not, why? Share a comment. I'd love to hear from you. If you'd like more productivity tips and tricks, check out my blog at productiveandorganized.net. This is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions. Productive and Organized will help you find your way. And if you like this cast, I'd appreciate it if you'd share it with your friends. Facebook, Twitter, email, you name it, share it. Thanks, and have a great day. This is Stephanie, signing off.